simplified romance. Could call it art attraction, pulling like a magnet.
Afternoon and welcome to The Granola Girls here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's a little quieter in the studio today because Sarah is not taking a leave of absence. She's just not coming today. But, you know, we wish her well. We hope that she's doing a little bit better. We love her very much. We miss her very much. And we did have a playlist prepared, Sarah and I, my dear friend Sarah and I. But I'm going to save that because I feel like it's really important that we discuss that playlist together because it's a very collaborative project. This is a very collaborative effort. So I'm just popping in briefly to say that was Gotta Get Up by Harry Nilsson from Nilsson Schmilsson. It's one of the best album names of all time. And before that, we had Simple Romance by Coin. These songs that were previously played and the following songs can all be found on a playlist that I made for March, which is almost over, which is a little crazy, but these are all songs that I have identified with at some point during the month. So shall we continue? Yes, we shall. This right now is some Stevie Wonder for you. Enjoy.
As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love. love's the cure. You can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Cause now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Joy and pain, but I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living but tomorrow could make me the past, but that I mustn't fear, for I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, cause I'll be loving you
I came along when he broke your heart. That's when you needed someone to help forget about him. I gave you love with a brand new start. That's what you needed the most to set your broken heart free. I know you cried and you felt blue, but when I could, I gave strength to you. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again. Your lips when your face looked sad, it made me think about him and that you still loved him so. Didn't you know? But pretty soon I made you feel glad that you belong to me, and love began to show. He hurt you then, but that's all gone. I guess I'm saying I'm waiting for the day when you can love again. I'm saying you're the only one. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
Devil. next to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own? Big blue, for once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own? Close to you, I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own?
That was Big Blue by Vampire Weekend, one of the releases off of the new little single that they dropped last week. Before that was Sunflower, the A side to Big Blue's B side. I don't know about the listeners out there, but I personally am very excited for this upcoming Vampire Weekend record. I feel like what we've heard so far with Sunflower and Big Blue, and also with Harmony Hall in 2021, which I previously mentioned on this show, I feel like a lot to look forward to, a little something different coming from Vampire Weekend. But at the same time, that is kind of what is expected, as I feel like with every album that they've released, there has been a different kind of interpretation of what they're going for with their music. And I feel like that's compelling, very interesting. It has been like 5 years, almost 6 years, yeah, since they released Modern Vampires of the City, and I am excited to hear that. Father of the Bride coming up in May, I believe, May 6th. Not that I'm obsessed. Before that, we had I'm Waiting for the Day by the Beach Boys last week on Granola Girls, or was it the week before? I don't remember. I talked about Love and Mercy, which is like this Brian Wilson biopic that I'm obsessed with now because I watched it, and now I haven't been able to stop listening to Pet Sounds because it's a masterpiece. And then before that, we had some Stevie Wonder, As from Songs in the Key of Life, just like a good vibe song, you know, nice. Well, up next we have another new release from another band that I enjoy, who released an album a couple years ago, quite good, Tell Me I'm Pretty. But this is House of Glass by Cage the Elephant.
Glass. Repeat and do it over. Chokes on you, the needle prick, cut me down. house is glass.
It's an illusion, this admiration, a mutilation, my isolation. It's an illusion, this admiration, a mutilation, my isolation, my isolation, my isolation. It's an illusion.
Brick by brick, make it less. Hit that line. The house is glass.
I'm in the in-between, honey. 1 foot out and I know the weight is coming. Because I left it by the bed last night. Open my eyes and stare and pray for life. Always 1 foot out when you say goodbye to the one that you love. One dream away from the ones above. That's such a rhythm in my life these days. So I hold on tight and I learn to behave. Because I lied to you, I lied to you, I lied to your face in the summer. Your face in the summer. You had long hair then. I'm singing now, but good morning to the cops. Good morning to my upstairs neighbor. And to the kids at 42. Anyone who lent me a favor. I wish that I could stop. Now I wish that I could live a little safer. I'm watching all of the nights go blue. Somebody lend me a favor.
Store, someone saying my name. Everybody moving around, acting like nothing had changed. But something had changed in me. Yes, she touched me, said, I know you're not to blame. What a way to live under, what a lie that's been covered. I'm talking about rolling thunder. I know I left you on the street last night. So I'm holding on, grabbing out a light.
How come I lied to you? I lied to you. I lied to your face in the summer. Your face in the summer. I had my hair short then. I'm singing now, but good morning to the cops. Good morning to my upstairs neighbor. And to the kids at 42. Anyone who lent me a favor. I wish that I could stop.
Thank you.
was 505 by the Arctic Monkeys. Love that song. Makes me think of my dear friend Becca, who is visiting this week. She is not in the studio with me today, but I just want to give a quick shout out to her because that's a song that's very special to both of us. Before that, we had Good Morning by Bleachers. Just great song, great album, gone now. Such a good one. And then before that, we had new single from Cage Elephant, House of Glass. It's kind of spooky. Kind of like it. Kind of like it, though. So right now at 2:32 p.m., I will be sharing with dear listeners out there a PSA straight from your radio station. So here we go. Excuse me while I adjust my papers. All right. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Ada Pink Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3581. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, everybody, go to the art gallery. I actually haven't been there, which is kind of sad, because museums are a huge part of my life and very formative experiences in museums, art museums particularly. And I do agree, there is a lot of discourse, museum discourse. There's a lot of problematic elements of the modern art museum. I mean, like, an art museum in our modern times, not necessarily just modern art. Well, that's my piece. Up next, we have some more songs, one of which, actually this next song, we did play last week, but it's so good. It made it onto my monthly playlist. That's the only reason I'm repeating it now. But it's just a really good, fun song. So, dang it, you're gonna sit there and enjoy it because it's good. So, here we go. It's We Are Young, again, by Fun, featuring Janelle Monáe.
Second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Fire.
the bar closes and you feel like falling down. I'll carry you home tonight.
Let's pretend to fall asleep now. When we get old, will we regret this? Too young to think about all that shit. And stalling only goes so far when you've got a head start. Cause we can stay at home or watch the sunset, but I get up from asking, are you bored yet? And if you're feeling lonely, you should tell me before this ends up.
Wow, that was such a little peppy little song. It's Brian Wilson Is My Dad by Breakup Shoes. I've just been really feeling that song lately. I'm pretty sure it was on like my Spotify recommended or something. Like, I don't really listen to Breakup Shoes besides that song, but you know, it's been a Brian Wilson kind of month, if you guys haven't been able to tell from the rest of this playlist. Okay, literally one Beach Boys song. But anyway, just in my life, it's been a Brian Wilson kind of month. Before that, we had Are You Bored Yet featuring Claro by Wallows. Wallows is kind of on the up and up, guys. Don't sleep. They're really good. Their new album coming out in like 10 days. So lots of new music. Lots of new music coming out this month and featured on this playlist. And then before that, of course, we had We Are Young featuring Janelle Monáe by Fun. Just like the greatest song of our generation. Like, probably. Maybe. Any thoughts about that, folks? I think it is. Yeah, I think it is. I'm gonna say it is. Yep, it is. So up next, I just want to kind of like preface what I'm gonna play. So I have a couple songs picked out from this EP that just came out like the end of last month, early this month, I don't remember, by Baby Boys. So it's a collaboration between two members of the band Hippocampus, which we are a big fan of here on this program, Granola Girls, and then a member of the Happy Children, also based out of Minneapolis, or the Twin Cities. So both Minnesota-based bands, certain members came together, formed Baby Boys, and they have released an EP called I'm Set. And it's really weird, and it's so good. So we're going to listen to that, or some of it. So yeah, this is Kinky Toe by Baby Boys.
Ain't never gonna change. I've gone it out so many times. Ain't never gonna sleep. a beat down. Just look at how you dropped your crown.
That was Georgia on Your Mind, performed by Artie Shaw, a clarinetist, a jazz clarinetist, I take it. I've been getting kind of into, like, 30s, 40s jazz, I guess. That's when he was alive. I found this playlist. I'm taking this class called Haruki Murakami and World Literature, and I found this playlist called The Music of Haruki Murakami, because he includes a lot of, like, both classical, but also just kind of, like, classic music in his novels, such as The Beach Boys and The Beatles, who I have up next. But that song was on that playlist, and I was like, Georgia on Your Mind, wow. I have a very complicated relationship with that song. But I don't mind that little lyricless little ditty there. That was a good one. And then before that, we had Beatdown from Baby Boys, from their new EP, I'm Set. And then before that, we had Kinky Toe, also from I'm Set. Just like a weird band. I'm writing a review on that EP, and so I was doing a lot of research, like reading like what other people had said about it, And apparently kind of how this started was, it was just like a bunch of like 3 a.m. recording sessions, like from, because they're friends, like this group of friends, just like recording whatever they wanted to and just like experimenting with like all this weird stuff. And so basically everything that they taped like made it into the EP in some form or another. So like at the beginning of Beatdown, when there's like the distorted like vocals, like that was just them talking in the studio and they just put it in the song because you can. And the rest of the EP, I don't want to play the whole thing. It's only 5 songs, but still. It's all kind of like that, just this really interesting mix of like super like hyper produced like noises. Hello, someone just honked outside, sorry. Like super like hyper produced like noise and like weird beats and stuff, but then also like there's this lovely little like outro acoustic little sweet song on there. Anyway, I'm gonna stop plugging bands that I like and just do a little sign off here because it's nearing the end of the hour and I only have a song or two left. So thank you for listening to this Granola Girl singular on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We will not be here next week. It is our spring break. We will be on break, vacationing. I will be at home. I believe Sarah will be somewhere. I think she's going to California. So we'll see you in 2 weeks. And until then, stay frosty. And we're going to end with Sloop John B by the Beach Boys. Just, you know, sail away, listeners, sail away.
We come on the Sloop John B, my grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did roam,
just can't wait to get on.